In this bulletin, the PM says Australia moving to a new phase in the management of the pandemic. The Trump Organisation at CFO charged with tax crimes. And in sport, five Australians advanced to round three at Wimbledon. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is moving into a new national pandemic phase, ordering lockdowns to only be used as a last resort to stop COVID-19 infections. After a national cabinet meeting, the government is temporarily cutting commercial passenger arrivals by 50% to reduce the pressure on the quarantine system. Mr. Morrison says the federal government will help out with repatriation efforts, but warns the Delta variant is posing a challenge for Australia's pandemic response. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she expects the number of COVID-19 infections to increase over the weekend before diminishing from Monday due to a lag effect as contact tracers identify new exposure sites. 31 new cases have been recorded in the state. 13 of those cases were in the community whilst infectious. Ms. Berejiklian urged people to take the stay-at-home orders seriously.
Stay at home means stay at home. Don't leave the house unless you absolutely have to. And please make sure that if you are a worker doing an essential job, that you do not turn up if you have the mildest of symptoms. This strain is so transmissible, so infectious, that even, as we know, a fleeting passing can have that impact.
27 of the new cases are linked to previous cases and 4 cases are under investigation. And Queensland has recorded 3 new local cases. One of the local cases was related to the airport cluster, while the other 2 cases are a mother and daughter from Carindale. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says the list of exposure sites have now expanded considerably from the new cases.
There's a lot of venues there that we're now going to have to go and contact trace. I also need to know whether they're linked to any of our current Delta outbreaks, because of course that's more contagious, or whether to alpha outbreak related to the Portuguese centre. I don't know that yet, so I hope to be able to get genome sequencing by the end of today, which will help then with the risk assessment.
And Queensland Premier says the lockdown will continue for another 24 hours for Brisbane and Moreton local government areas. In overseas news, the Trump Organisation and its long-serving finance chief have pleaded not guilty in a New York court after they were charged with fraud and tax crimes. Manhattan prosecutors say the Trump Organisation and 73-year-old chief financial officer Alan Weisselberg defrauded New York in a 15-year tax evasion scheme. Although Trump himself has not been charged at this stage, nor any members of his family, the charges are a setback to the Republican ex-president, who has suggested he could run for the White House again in 2024. 4 of the world's largest social networks have committed to improving their moderation systems to tackle the abuse of women on their platforms. It follows the release of an open letter signed by 200 high-profile women, including former heads of state and global leaders such as Michelle Bachelet and Julia Gillard, and celebrities including Annie Lennox and Ashley Judd. Facebook, Google, Twitter and TikTok have signed up to the pledge led by the World Wide Web Foundation to respond to two main areas of concern: women's inability to control who can reply and comment on their posts, and the lack of clear and reliable reporting systems for flagging online abuse. The letter was published during the UN's Generation Equality Forum, which also heard from the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, who says she's not satisfied with the level of female representation in politics and the workforce. In tennis, Nick Kyrgios has enjoyed his second Wimbledon win in 2 days. Kyrgios fought back against a spirited challenge from the excellent Italian Gianluca Maga, 7-6, 6-4, 6-4. 5 of 7 Australians in action advanced to the third round, including Ash Barty, James Duckworth, Jordan Thompson and Ajla Tomljanović. Barty says she is looking forward to her upcoming match against Katerina Siniakova.
I try and approach every single match with the same mindset, and that's one that I go out there and try and play my opponent one-on-one. I try and bring my game style and play my game style as often as possible, and knowing what their strengths and weaknesses are. And
Let's see what the weather's doing for you this Friday. It's a partly cloudy day in Perth where it's 19 degrees. Showers about in Adelaide 13. Much the same for Melbourne where it's 16. A cloudy 14 for Hobart. In Canberra, a shower or two as well, 13. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 21. Much the same for Sydney where it's 19 degrees. 21 for Newcastle. And in Brisbane, rain at times, 21 degrees. Partly cloudy, 27 for Cairns and 33 in Darwin, where it's sunny today. Peggy Giacomelos, and that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.